Hey guys, welcome to our TED Talk. My name's Abby.
I'm Elena.
And I'm Caroline.
All right guys, today in our podcast we'll be discussing what cocaine is, where it originated from, where the drug is used, its effects, and what are the dangers of using cocaine.
A woman who has used cocaine herself named Marilyn said, "With coke, you are like a moth stuck on light. It attracts you more and more, and you can't stop it. It is not physical, it is in your head. The more you have it, the more you take it. I have injected it in myself every 10 minutes. I borrowed money from the bank to buy it. One day, I even became unemployed. It was worse. I used to shoot up all the time. This thing made me insane. I knew it, but I continued. I became a total failure."
The word cocaine refers to a drug in a powder form or in a crystal form. The powder is usually mixed with substances such as cornstarch, talcum powder, sugar, or other drugs such as procaine, a local anesthetic. The drug is extracted from coca leaves and was originally used as a painkiller. It is most often sniffed, with the powder absorbed into the bloodstream through nasal tissues. It can also be ingested or rubbed into the gums.
Cocaine is one of the oldest, most potent, and most dangerous stimulants. 3,000 years ago, ancient Incas in the Andes chewed coca leaves to get their hearts racing and to speed their breathing to counter the effects of living in the Andes.
Cocaine was first isolated in 1959 by a German chemist. It was not until the 1880s that it was popularized in the medical community. Cocaine is primarily a street drug, aka a drug sold illegally and not for medical purposes. It can be used by snorting a powder, or rubbing on gums, or dissolved into a liquid and injected directly into the bloodstream. It can be smoked in a form called freebase cocaine when heated up and made into a vapor. Cocaine is consumed in binges or large amounts for users to maintain their high.
Common street names for cocaine are blow, coke, crack, rock, snow, candy, charlie, flake, root, bump, see, mojo, Aunt Nora, and Paradise.
Cocaine is one of the most dangerous drugs known to man. Once a person begins taking the drug, it has been proven to be impossible to become free of its grip. It speeds up HIV infections, causes a feeling of excitement, anger, and paranoia.
Cocaine use can lead to death from respiratory failure, stroke, and heart attacks. Children whose mother was addicted will probably become addicts themselves. Many suffer severe birth defects.
South Africa and the United States are the leaders in cocaine use. Cocaine is primarily a street drug, which means it's sold illegally and it's not for medicinal purposes. Its use peaked in the United States during the 1980s and the 1990s. From the 2012 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, it was revealed that 55% of past month crack users are white.
Statistics of abuse or use of cocaine. In 2014, there was an estimated 1.5 million current users of cocaine. Adults 18 to 25 years have a higher rate of current cocaine use than any other age group. In 2011, Drug Abuse Warning Network reported that cocaine was involved in over 500,000 of the nearly 1.3 million visits to the emergency departments for drug misuse or abuse. One in three cocaine users will have a cocaine-related emergency room visit. Overdose deaths surged in 2006, over 7,500 deaths. Cocaine is the second most trafficked illegal drug in the world. International seizures of cocaine have continued to increase and now total to 756 metric tons.
We offer a podcast with a personal story of someone who was addicted to cocaine. The 2006 Miss USA, Tara Connor, failed a drug test and was addicted to cocaine and alcohol. Tara asked that her crown and title of Miss USA will not be revoked and she would be given a second chance. Within days of Tara entering a recovery program, she became an advocate for overcoming addiction. Many news sources insisted that she tainted the crown and was a disgrace. Tara says there's so much stigma about drug addiction that addicts won't want to get help for fear that the stigma would be attached to them. Tara speaks out to encourage others to seek treatment and also find their path to sobriety.
Thanks for listening.